You know Chucky, right? That doll, the one with the frankly terrifying grin.
Of course. Hard to avoid him.
Well, most people just think, okay, pure Hollywood horror, fun, scary, but fiction. But what if? What if that wasn't quite the whole story? What if the terror wasn't just dreamed up? Today, we're kind of pulling on a thread that suggests something, well, something much more disturbing.
You sent over some really interesting, kind of unsettling material. It's quite a mix.
It is.
We've got this analysis that basically says, look, this Chucky narrative is obviously fictional. And then there are these like Instagram snippets connected to our show, treating it all very playfully.
Right, a bit of fun.
But the core, the thing we're really digging into is this document, the Chucky doll, military origins and urban legend. Plus your note saying, let's connect the dots, see what theory emerges.
Exactly. Our mission today is sort of exploring these shadows, seeing if there's a real shape lurking behind the movie monster.
Okay, let's do it. So where do we start? The military project.
Let's jump straight to the cover-up first, actually, because after whatever happened in that lab, the document claims the military went to pretty extreme lengths to bury it.
Bury it how?
We're talking sealed files, completely erased records, a whole nine yards. Like they wanted this thing, whatever it was, to just poof, vanish from history.
Wow. Okay. That level of like obliteration from the official record, that suggests more than just a failed experiment, doesn't it?
It does.
To totally wipe a project clean, it implies, well, either a massive threat or maybe just a monumental screw-up they couldn't risk anyone finding out about.
So what were they so desperate to hide? The report mentions an incident, the deaths of two scientists in the lab.
Oh, okay. How?
That's the thing. The only record apparently is security camera footage, and it just froze, stopped at the
Oh.
exact moment it happened.
Frozen, like conveniently frozen.
Exactly. It's not just a glitch, it feels like. It's like a void where the answers should be, a perfect blank space, for nightmares to kind of grow in.
Yeah, absolutely. A frozen frame right at the critical moment. That's not just bad luck. It feels like a silencing, doesn't it? Stops anyone from actually seeing what went down. Leaves only. Well, suspicion. That's deliberate. A side effect of the
I
tech.
see.
Something else. The ambiguity itself is deeply unsettling.
And then, okay, so the project is buried, erased, years pass. Then the story takes another really bizarre turn.
How so?
An identical doll
Good.
appears in a regular toy store.
Identical to the military prototype.
Apparently, no history, no manufacturing details, no paperwork, nothing. Just a tag, it says, with the name Chucky.
Whoa! So it just materializes,
mean,
like a ghost from this buried past showing up in the most mundane place imaginable.
pretty much.
And the lack of any, provenance. That's key. No manufacturing trail, no shipping manifest, nothing to explain how it got there.
Nothing mentioned.
It suggests, I don't know, something operating outside normal channels. Like it just blinked into existence. And that single tag with that name, it adds this really chilling, almost personal touch.
And it gets even weirder. The person who supposedly found it reported it, a store clerk.
Yeah. What about them?
Vanished without a trace the very same night.
Wait, vanished? The clerk disappeared?
Gone. One minute they're reporting this weird doll, the next, just gone. It pushes this beyond just a creepy doll story, It feels almost supernatural, or at least actively suppressed.
Okay, the clerk vanishing.
Right.
It ramps up the unease like tenfold. It suggests the doll turning up wasn't random, and maybe someone or something wanted to make sure its appearance stayed a mystery.
Another silencing.
Exactly, like the frozen security footage years before, silencing the witness.
Which brings us inevitably to the Chucky we all know, the pop culture icon. It's strange, isn't it, how this frankly ridiculous but still terrifying figure is so lodged in our heads. Maybe those fictional stories, the movies, maybe they're tapping into whispers of something, well, something genuinely unsettling that happened.
Well, what's fascinating is how this, fundamentally innocent thing, a child's toy, becomes this icon of pure evil. Even though we know it's fiction, the image, the idea of a doll coming alive, turning violent, it hits some kind of primal fear, doesn't it? The betrayal of innocence, the familiar becoming monstrous.
So could that resonance, that cultural footprint, actually have deeper roots, like in real suppressed anxieties about technology or something else?
It's possible. Which leads to the really nagging question, the one you posed.
What if that original, the first one, isn't just a story? What if it's still out there, somewhere, not waiting for a movie sequel, but for Something else entirely. Something more, I don't know, insidious.
And that's where the other materials you mentioned come in, right? The fictional narrative analysis, the playful Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
The analysis frames it clearly as make-believe. Mm. The online chatter treats it lightly, like a joke almost.
But even when people dismiss it or laugh about it, these narratives, these urban legends, they still stick, don't they?
They do. They get traction. Why do we keep telling these kinds of stories, even if we say we don't believe them? Maybe it's a way to process a deeper fear we don't even want to name.
Could it be that blend, the advanced tech, even primitive 1950s advanced tech, twisted into something so childlike? The idea of innocence corrupted, weaponized, it's just inherently disturbing.
Especially thinking about the timing. Early AI concepts were just starting to bubble up then. Imagine trying to house that nascent tech, that learning ability, inside something as simple as a toy.
The general's quote in the document, "It knew what I was thinking." That's the really chilling part about the tech itself, anticipation.
Right, that leap from mimicking behavior to apparently anticipating thoughts. That's a huge, terrifying jump.
And the other jump from top secret military project to random toy store shelf, that's maybe the most baffling piece.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Was it deliberate? A leak?
Yeah.
Did someone just discard a piece of incredibly dangerous tech and it somehow found its way back? Or is it something more orchestrated?
The secrecy around the original project just makes all those possibilities feel, well, possible, even the really outlandish ones.
And the whole urban legend aspect.
Mm.
How do these stories survive? How do they morph? Is there always that tiny kernel of truth, some real unsettling event that gets distorted over time?
Maybe the power of this legend is that core violation, a child's toy, meant for comfort, turned into a symbol of death.
It really makes you think about where forgotten tech goes, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Especially secret tech with unknown capabilities. Does it just vanish? Or does it lie dormant, waiting?
So when you piece it all together, we're left with this really chilling narrative.
Yeah.
A secret military project pushing boundaries we barely understand, a violent incident hushed up, a cover-up that tried to erase history.
And then decades later, this inexplicable reappearance. No explanation, followed by another vanishing act.
It just feels unresolved, unfinished.
What lingers, I think, is the thought that if even a tiny fraction of this alleged history is true, what actually happened to that original doll? Where did it go after the store?
Military secrets might stay buried. Yeah, but like you said, urban legends, they have a habit of crawling back out.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you watch the movies, you see the Halloween costumes, the memes online. It's just entertainment, right? Just a bit of scary fun.
Where is it?
But after really digging into this, after considering these alleged events, these possibilities, does that image of a simple, harmless doll still feel quite so innocent?
That's the question, isn't it? What else might be lurking? Tucked away, maybe in plain sight, disguised as something familiar, just waiting.